رب به هیم بی بیشون به نظر نهال هم میدانه کشم ری ما צורך להי טיימר ראי מביש ונאו ונאזה אלה אשכון כגם אם נחייר כי דפורך מהי טיימר לרבון לא טיימר לרבון אם משום דמי דבזירי כלומר היי טיימר הו הקטר יודה דמי דבזירי כי יודה הליף לכנם לו ונאזה יעזיר אל כמי שיתך אשכון so why does the gemore ask why does the gemore say ביש ונאו ונאזה נהלך כאימא דומה so how does the gemore know at this stage at this point that the time of Ben Azai is because of Malachim Edom since the Gemara did not as yet find the Teretz amitz Kashi according to Rabbono so where do we find an example that even when there is a neutral act even when the Meitzi is engaged in the midst of the Itzoye in the neutral act that he's still higher, that does not constitute a break in the Maizavere. So the Gemara did not have to take it for granted that the time of Ben Azai is because Malachim Edomi. Maybe Ben Azai doesn't hold Malachim Edomi, but the time of Ben Azai is because in as much as in the midst of the Mitzoye, as he crosses the stuff, so he's engaged in a neutral act, neutral zone, so that constitutes a break in the Mitzoye. How a cattle yoda the made of his eric, the yoda live with Lama Benazi as eric, a magic, a hashkot. Vitira tri dohekoma. Bishlem Benazi, a few Mishkahas Kai Gavna be Mishkin Potter, the Mahalakame Domi, El Rabon on Tik Shay Hashk. Now Tesha says, Uvir Shalme Poich, Altaite Benazi, in Odom Mishai Valdamis Bashus Rabim Leila, the Yosek Mishu Alkalamo Vamo Viv. It doesn't mean Alkalamo Vamo, it means at every footstep. So Yerushalmi Esikashe, according to Ben Azai, Malachim Edomi, and that's a Mitzias. So how can we visualize a Chiyuv of Mavad Daled Ames? Suppose someone will carry a Chifetz over Daled Ames and Shusarabi, but he'll stop at every foot. So then he will not be Chayev, because the moment he stops, he walks one foot and he stops. So Mimele, the original Akira is bottled. Then a new Akira, and then again, he walks another foot and he stops. So according to Ben Azai, so at every footstep, there is a stop. So Mamele, so the Akiras become bottled. So the Yerushalmi Soteza says, Umishane Mishkachas Lebikeifeitz. Now text in the Yerushalmi, it's not mentioned. And as a matter of fact, the Rashbo mentions the Yerushalmi and he says the Yerushalmi doesn't say anything. So Tesfas had a different girsay than we have the same girsay as the Rashbo had. So according to Tesfas' girsay, the Yerushalmi gives it Eretz. Mishkachas lo bikeifetz. In other words, Enoch Nami, according to Ben Azai. So when is Mavad al Adam Rishus Arabim Chayev, if he jumps, if he makes a leap of Daled Ames, so maybe there is no stop in the midst of the Daled Ames. Otherwise, according to Ben Azai, he is not high. Now, according to our verse in the Yerushalmi is that kashe and doesn't give any teretz. So what does it mean? He doesn't give any teretz. So and that's the Rashbo also had the same verse. So the Rishonim explain all the Rishonim. You see, who give other terutz in Fenkeifetz, obviously had a different girsa, not the girsa that Tesis said. Because if they had the girsa that Tesis said, how would they give a different teretz? Even though you'll find in some Rishonim that our Gemore is Chilkan Yerushalmi, but it could be that the Rishonim who give a teretz, that the reason as to why Mavad Adamus is Chayev, even according to Ben Azai, because there is a special Zel Sakosuf. So they'll say that's the Pshat in the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi is the Kashe. So Ben Azai shouldn't be Mechuyev, and the Yerushalmi doesn't give any Teretz. So what's the implicit Teretz? The implicit Teretz is because it's a special Zel Sakosuf. Alright. Umshane Mishkachas Lebikevit. Vashaz Didon Lechoshiv Lepirch. Kidoma Bazirik. Did Adamus Beshus Arabim Hilchasik Mirlein. Ulhoche Loimakshalom. So in other words, Teisves says the Gilsa of Gavings. So Mimele, Teisves comes to the conclusion, he's forced to come to the conclusion that there is a machleket between Yerushalmi and the Bab, that our Gemara doesn't mention it. So obviously our Gemara holds that there is a chiyuv of Mavad al-Adames even without Gavings. Why? Because it's a special Zerzakosuv. So there is a machleket between Yerushalmi and the Bab. Mashenk and the Rishenim, who don't have that Gilsa, Kefetz. So in the middle of Yerushalmi is that Kashi, Yerushalmi doesn't give any teretz. So they'll say that the pshat in not giving teretz is that there is a special Zerzakosuv. So there is no machlekes between the Yerushalmi and the Baal. Alright. Vashad the Dolochos Lepirek and Baziri, Daldam the Shisrav, the Chazik Mirlo, Uloch le Makshalom, Vichin Kutu le Rabba Kive, Aval Gav Dich Mishu Unchodamye, Baziri Daldam the Shisravi, Yishayev, so the question is, according to Rabba Kive Kutu Mishu Unchodamye, so why is Yerid al-Dam v'Shizaram Mechayev? Let it be considered as if at every point it was noch. So we have to say, because it's a special Zerakos. V'rivo misatkale, kivin dibdal edam ez bir shu sarabi, lo yom ha-mehalech keim idome, lo yom ha-mehalech keim idome, af al gav dibaal me keim idome, libenazai. Im chayef liben azai afilo amud lofu shter al adam esim lahav. In other words, so the Rivo, in other words, assumes that according to our Gemore, so the reason is why, according to Ben Azai, Mavud al adam es is chayef, if not kevitz, is because it's a special Zeres HaKos. So that means the Aloch of Malachim Edome does not apply to Mavud al adam es b'shis harari. So memele, the shayli is, suppose someone carries a chifetz, Daladamas in Rishisarab, and then he stops at the end of Tuamis. Is it chayv or not? Because we can say, according to the Naza, he always stops. So how is it mechuyev? So it's a special Xeres HaKosuv. So Mimele, even if he stops Mamesh, Lofush, so he's also chayv. But we could say as follows. Now, the Rabbonon Achilik on Benazai, and the Rabbonon say that Mahalach is Lafkei Midome. As we pointed out last time, it doesn't mean that the Rabbonon Achilik in regard to the Mitzias. The Mitzias is as Benazai evaluates it. In other words, that every time a person makes footsteps, so at every footsteps he makes a stop. But that stop is Lechatif. It's for the purpose of proceeding further. So Mimele, that's not considered Anoch. Whereas Benazai holds that even Likatef is considered Anochi. So maybe we can say that true, there is a special Xeres HaKosuv in regard to Mavud al-Adam v'Shis HaRabim, that we don't apply the Aloche of Malach Kemidome. So that means we don't apply the Aloche that Eimed Likatef, like the Eimed in Mehalech. So that's an Eimed of Likatef, it's not an Eimed of Lofush. So generally speaking, according to Benazai, Eimed Likatef is also Anochi. But in regard to Mavud al-Adam v'Shis HaRabim, then especially Xeres HaKosuv, that Eimed Likatef is not Anoche, but Eimed Lofush. We don't have Xeres HaKosuv in regard to Eimed Lofush. Oh, that's one alternative. But there is another alternative. Inasmuch as according to Ben Azai, so there is no distinction between Eimed Lofush and Eimed Likatef, so Eimed Likatef is also Anoche generally. So since by Mavud al-Adam v'Shis HaRabim there is Xeres HaKosuv, that lechol apoches, Eimed Likatef is not anoche. So we can say that it's not anoche, even if Eimed Lofush is not anoche. So these are the two alternatives. The Vom is Im Chayil Nazar Afilu Medlofush Ted Adam Misim Lav. In other words, because we have a special Xeres HaKosuv that we don't apply the Aloch of Malach Kemidome in regard to Mavud al-Adames. So what's the pshat of Xeres HaKosuv that Eimed Likatef is no Anoche in Mavud al-Adames, but Eimed Lofush is? Or the Xeres HaKosuv is that even Eimed Lofush is no Anoche, that there is no Aloche of Anoch HaZgufik Anoch HaZcheivetz in Mavud al-Adames, so even Eimed Lofush. But one thing is clear. Suppose he'll stop, according to Ben Azai, he'll walk with it to Ames, then he'll stop and he'll take out the chayfetz from his pocket and he'll put it on the karaka. Then he'll pick up the chayfetz from the karaka and he'll walk another 2 amis. Then, of course, he'll be potter. Because then we don't even have to resort to the aloha of anochas guvik, anochas chayfetz. Then there is mamish anochas chayfetz. Right. כדין שנות לאח המיות, אם אמרינו מהלך כאי מדון, חוץ לדל אדמס, אם לאו, אם לאו. In other words, by מהלך דל אדמס, suppose he didn't stop. He didn't stop. In other words, how is it possible he didn't stop? He has to stop sometimes, I mean. He can't keep on walking on ad infinitum. So it means, let's say, somebody else took it from his hand, after דל אדמס, but by the time that somebody else took away the chayfetz from his hands, so he already had made a footstep. So a footstep is also a stop. But in regard to Mavad al Adames, there is a zakosu that Mehalach is not getting done. So maybe that zakosu only implies that we do not say Mehalach getting done to be mevatil da'akire, to liptur, to patterim. But maybe lechiyuv, we do apply the Gazakosuf, doesn't imply that even Lechiyuv, the Mahalach Kei Medome doesn't apply to Dalai Lama Shizrabi. That's one alternative. The other alternative is that the Gazakosuf only tells us that we don't apply the Aloch of Mahalach Kei Medome Liptur, but Lechiyuv. So that the general principle of Mahalach Kei Medome should apply. And he has a similar suffix in regard to good. Now the question is, according to Rabbi Akiva, so how can we visualize a chiyuv of Zerig Dal Adames? It's always cold at every inch or even a fraction of an inch. So Mimele. So we have to say it's a special zasakosuf that vis-a-vis zirig dal adames we don't apply the aloha of kutu keshiyun chatamye. So the question is, what's the extent of the zasakosuf? V'chein kutu rabba kivim o makim shimu chatam yichuz la ba'ames afilu kol ta'acher oi kelef oi shenisrifo. So mimele. So kivim diteich ha'ba'ames le'amrino. So, or not. By the way, so it's the same song. Near El Rashbo, the Rabbi Yechon and Omar Leil, Hanfane Chafotz of Mizovis Lizovis, Vinim Lachalein, Vitzion Potea, so Leslie the Ben Azai, to Ben Azai, the Omar Mahalach Kei Medome, Havachayev, because the original Akir was inconsistent with Lachas Machsheves, because the Kavone that the person had, at the time of the original Akir was that to be mifane from one corner and the Rishus Ayochid another corner, and then he decided to walk out. So there was no new Akira. But according to Ben Azai, since by the time he changed his mind to walk out into the Rishus Rabbi, so he already made a new footstep. So he made that Akira is should be higher for that Akira. So when Rabbi Yechon says, "Hamfane chafotzom mizovis lizovis," v'nimle chaleim v'yitzion ispoter, is less than the Nazai. The Nazai doma malach kei medome havechayim v'chein mucha v'hedir v'shon ayres. Now there is a big chiddush, which is not unreasonable, in the shaila of Tshuva Savi Migash. He says that in regard to the memory of Rabbi Yechon, "Hamfane chafotzom mizovis lizovis v'nimlech chaleim v'yitzion ispoter." So he says, Suppose a person would make an akire from the Rishus Ayochid with the intention of carrying out the chayfetz in the Rishus Rabbi, and he walked out in the Rishus Rabbi. But then, as he walked out in the Rishus Rabbi, so he walked in the Rishus Rabbi for some distance, and he didn't make a stop there. And then he decided to go back to his house. And he walked back into his house. And then without stopping in the house. He just walked back into his house without making a stop in the house.
and then he went again into the Rishis HaRav. And then he stopped. So one would say, he certainly should be chayiv. After all, he made two akiras, and both akiras. So, both akiras. So, it's a long tshuva, Chof Dalet. So, in other words, the Rimiga says so that he'll be potter. Why? Because even though he made the original akira from Imok Noch, so in the Rishus Ayochit, to go in the Rishus with the intention of going to Rishus Arabim, and he did go into the Rishus Arabim, but he didn't stop in the Rishus Arabim, and then he walked back into the Rishus Ayochit, and he didn't stop in the Rishus Ayochit, and then he walked again into the Rishus Arabim, and then he stopped, so he's potter. Why? Because since there is Aloche of Meleches Machsheves, so at the time when he made the Akira, his intention was of making the Anoche after the first Akira. And then he changed his mind. He didn't stop the first time he arrived in the Rishus HaRabim. He went back in the Rishus HaYochid. And then he didn't stop in the Rishus HaYochid. Had he stopped in the Rishus HaYochid, and then he would have made another Akira. So then he would be hired for the second Akira. But he didn't stop. He just came back to the Rishus HaYochid and he didn't stop there. And he kept on walking all the time. And again into the Rishus HaRabim. So that means, so it's not Melechas Machsheves. Because his machshove was to stop with the first akire, the first time he entered the Rishus HaRabim. And when did he stop? He stopped after the second time he arrived in the Rishus HaRabim. So in Meila it's not in Lechaz Machshavis. It's not unreasonable, but it's a chiddush. All right. Mir dahava amav echeifetz Rishus HaRabim. Havel eliminkat hameitzi. Da'ayra be'liyel. יכול כמד לא ימון אחלי מפתח אלו משום דיפוס החוכן לא קטמא ולא קטלינה מהשת ובכל עניוני עבור את רשוס הרבים קודם זאת אומרת, when the Gemara לכתחילה try to deduce that the fact that a person is engaged in a neutral act and a neutral zone in the midst of the Yitzoy so that does not constitute a break in the Yitzoy So to deduce that from Mavi Chayfetz Rishus HaRabim, let's say Mitchilas Ches L'Seif Ches. So over there, after he already had traversed Dalet Ames, so he's Chayev, even though he doesn't add anything to his Ma'is Avere. So he spends, let's say, 5 minutes in traversing over and above the first Dalet Ames. So that doesn't constitute a break. So Mavir Michonus Liplatia der Snowballs. Now, last time I mentioned the difference between Reb Chaim's and the Alichas and Yo. Now, so according to Reb Chaim, so even if someone is Mavir, so all the ches is an integral part of the Ma'is Avera. Even though he'll be mechuyev the same chatos for being mavir Dalet Ames, so the pshat is there is a minimum of Dalet Ames, but whatever he carries, so that's an integral part of the Ma'is Avera. And if he carries ches ames, so all the ches ames is an integral part of the Ma'is Avera. The Alichas Elio says no. The Ma'is Avera is only the first Dalet Ames, and anything that he carries over and above the first four Ames is a neutral act. He's not an integral part of Ma'is Avera. Now, so let's understand the Gemara according to Alichas Elio and according to Reb Chaim. According to Alichas Elio, so the Gemara is very smooth. So the first three of the Gemara is mida dahave amav chifes b'shus arabi. So memele. So after he traversed the first aladamis, so whatever he carries over and above the first aladamis is a neutral act, and still it doesn't constitute a break in the itzoyim. So mavir michonus lepati derach stop doesn't constitute a break in the itzoyim. So this is what the Gemara said. So the Gemara refutes that midomi. Hosom kol echad imon achlei mikim chiyuv. Hoche imon achlei bistov mokim ptuchu. So the Gemara says, no, you cannot deduce. There is no perfect analogy between the case of mavi chifetz mitchilas ches lisev ches and the case of hameitzim mechonus leplat yederach stov. Because by hameitzim mechonus leplat yederach stov, so there is, let's say, a certain period in the midst of the Itzoye, 5 minute period, when the person carries the chifetz throughout the stov. So then, while the 5 minute time that he spends in carrying the chifetz through the stov, so he's engaged in a neutral act, it's not an integral part of the Maizavir, there is nothing wrong in carrying any mokim ptur, and in a neutral zone too, because the stov is not a mokim chiyuk. Masha'in came in the case of Mavi Chifetz Bershus Arabi, Mitchilas Ches Lisev Ches, when he carries the Chifetz in the additional 4 Ames, over and above the first 4 Ames, so he's engaged in neutral act. He's not engaged in Maisavere, but he's not engaged in a neutral zone, because the same person, if it could become Mechuyev, if he decided to make the Anoche at any one point over and above the first Dalai Lamas. So he's engaged in a neutral act in the case of Mavi Chifetz Bershus Arabi, but not in neutral zone. Masha'in came in the case of Hameitzim Chonos Lepatia Derech Stov, so while he carries the Chifetz through the stov, it's not only that he's engaged in a neutral act, he's engaged in a neutral zone. So maybe the fact that one is engaged in neutral act doesn't constitute a break, but the fact that one is engaged in a neutral zone does constitute a break in the Itzoyim. This is what the Gemara says. This is how the Gemara refutes it. Midome, hosom kol echad imon achlei mikim chiyuvu. Hoche imon achlei bistov mokim ptuchu. So over there, hosom kol echad imon achlei mokim chiyuvu. By mavi chifetz, mitchilas ches lesef ches. So at any point beyond the Dalet Ames, so it's a mokim chiyuv. So he's not carrying in a neutral zone, he's carrying in a mokim chiyuv, not in mokim ptur. Masha'in can hear, while he carries it through the stove, he's carrying it mokim ptur. So maybe the fact that one is engaged in a neutral act in a mokim chiyuv doesn't constitute a break. But the fact that one is engaged in a neutral act in a neutral zone in the mokim ptur does constitute a break. All right. Now, this is the pshat, according to Halachas Eliyahu, so it's very smooth. According to Reb Chaim, it's not so smooth. Because, according to Reb Chaim, so it doesn't make any difference whether a person is Mavir Dalet Ames or is Mavir 8 Ames or 20 Ames. So, whatever he carries, so is an integral part of the Maisa Veire. So, according to Reb Chaim, we have to say that the raya of the Gemara, the first raya of the Gemara, mida dahave amavi chivet b'shus harabim, is similar to the second raya of the Gemara. How did we explain the second raya of the Gemara? Mida dahave amavi chivet b'tchilas dalet l'seif dalet. There it is certainly an integral part of the Ma'aseh Aveirah. Except, according to the Shita of the Ralbag and Parsha Yisrael, but according to Al-Ador Rishenim, it's certainly an integral part of Ma'aseh Aveirah. So we said, because true that Rabbonon Achilik and the Nazai, and they say Malach Lafkei Midomei, but it doesn't mean that the Mitzias is Malach is Lafkei Midomei. The Mitzias is that Malach is Kei Midomei. But every the aimate that the person makes at every footstep, the amida that the person makes at every footstep is an aimed likatif, and Rabbonon hold that aimed likatif is not Anoche. But an Amida it is, even according to Rabbonon. So, but it's not Mevatel, the original Akire, because it's not Emed Lofush. But an Amida it is. So Memele, if a person carries, let's say, a Chifetz Dalet Ames B'Shus Arabim, and that is done
with 20 footsteps. So that means there are 20 movements and 20 stops. So what constitutes an integral part of my savere? The 20 movements by the person constitute an integral part of my savere, but the 20 stops don't constitute an integral part of my savere. So Mimele, let the 20 stops constitute a break in the itzoi. So he should be poter, but he's not poter. So Mimele, the Gemara is saying the second raya. So we can learn out from that that Meitzim Chonis Leplatye Derech Snov is Alzheim. So according to Reb Chaim, we have to say that the first raya is similar to the second raya. Second raya. So the Gemara says, Midedava Mavechivet Beshusarab, Mitchilas Ches Leseifches. So too indeed, that all the Chesames constitute an integral part of my Savere. But the carrying over Chesames, it consists of movements and stops. So let's say he had to make 40 footsteps in order to traverse Chesames. So that involved not only 40 footsteps, but 40 footsteps and 40 stops. So the 40 footsteps do constitute an integral part of my savere, but the 40 stops don't constitute an integral part of my savere. So that should constitute a break, and we see that it's chayev. So it's a chayev that makes me chazal plati derech stov is also chayev. So then the Gemara says, midam, hosom kol yechadim monach leimakim chiyuv. So memele over there. It is true, they are 40 footsteps involved. And that constitutes an integral, and 40 footsteps, I mean 40 stops in the 40 footsteps. So Mimele, that is a neutral act, but he doesn't spend any time in a neutral zone. It's only Mokim Chiyuv. So how can you learn out that even in a case where in the midst of the Itzoye, he is involved, he is engaged, not only a neutral act, but also a neutral zone, that even that doesn't constitute. Maybe where he's engaged in a neutral zone, in the Mokim Ptur, so then it does constitute a break. Midom mehosom kol yechad imonach Mokim Chiyavu, hochi imonach lebistom Mokim Ptur. Elo, so then the Gemara, the second Rai. Elo midah dahava amav echeifes mitchiles dalet leseiv dalet. Hosom lav, again, so the same Rai. Lav afal gavdi imonach lebisir dalet ames pota, ki imonach lebisir dalet ames chayim. So true indeed, and in this case certainly, the 20 footsteps constitute an integral part of my savire, but there are also 20 stops. So while he makes the 20 stops, so he is engaged in a neutral act. And the havamin of the Gemara was that here he is engaged not only in a neutral act, but in a neutral zone as well, because bishleim in the case where he is mavem mitchilas ches leseif ches. So after he traversed the first four ames, so Mimele, it's not a neutral zone in any way, because he himself could have made a stop at any one point beyond the first four ames, and he would be mechuyev. So Mimele, he is engaged, he's not engaged at any one moment in a neutral zone, in a Mokim Ptur. But in the case of Mavya Mitchilas Dalet Leseiv Dalet, relative to himself, suppose he would make a stop at any one point between the beginning of the Dalet Ames and the end of the Dalet Ames, would it be chayev? No. So relative to himself, it's a neutral zone. It's not a Mokim Chiyuv. It's a Mokim Ptur. So Mimele, so they are 40. So the person who is Mavir Mitchil Dalet Dalet, in effect, is engaged for some time, for a number of seconds, he is engaged in a neutral act and in a neutral zone relative to himself. So that should be analogous to the case of Hamitz Mechonos Leplati Derech Snov. So the Gemara says, no, it's not analogous to the case of Hamitz Mechonos Leplati Derech Snov. Midome, hosom gabe hai gavre mokim pturu, likulal me mokim chivu, hoche likulal me mokim pturu. So when a person carries a chifetz, mitchilas dalet liseiv dalet, so in the course of the 20 stops that he makes, so he's engaged in a neutral act, and in a neutral zone relative to himself, but he's not engaged in a neutral zone relative to other people who started from another point. So they could make a anoche at any one point in these Dalet Ames and Mekam Echuyev. So that means it's not really a neutral zone. Masha'in came in the case of Ameitz Mechonos Leplatye, Derech Snov. So they are it's mocking to the whole alm vis-a-vis the whole world. So how do we know that even that doesn't constitute a break?
Alright. Now, so Tesis says, Mira the Hava Mavi Chivas Beshusarabim, Hava Lele Minka Tameitzi, the Ayre Belil, the whole Kamed Limonach Le Mifta. Whole Kamed Limonach Le Mifta. Now, we discussed last time, and I mentioned that it seems that on that too, there is a machlekes between Rab Chaim Dalichas and Yom. So, both that when someone is made in Mishus Ayochet Mishus Arabim, is the crossing of the border between the Mishus Ayochet Mishus Arabim an integral part of the Maisa Aveira or not. So, and I mentioned that according to Rivo, it certainly is an integral part of the Maisa Aveira. According to Rashi, so you can say either way. But according to Rivo, who says that Chiluf Rishuyeh is the more serious Drabonon. Why? Because Midrash says it's an integral part of the Maisa Aveira. So Mele Midrabonon, it could be considered more humble. But if we are to assume that Midrash says it's not an integral part of the Maisa Aveira, why should it be considered more serious, more humble, a shvus in Midrabonon? So according to Rivo, we certainly have to say, as Dalich Selyo says, that the crossing of the border is an integral part of the Maisa Aveira. Reb Chaim assumes that the crossing of the border is not an integral part of Maisa Aveira, and this is how he answers this discussion in Merube. I'll leave it around. Alright, now, but one thing is clear. Even according to the Lomdes of the Dalich Selyo, and I mean, and that is certainly the shita of the Rivo, that crossing the border is an integral part of the Maisa Aveira, so only the crossing of the border is an integral part of the Maisa Aveira. Crossing the border is an integral part of the Maisa Aveira, but the carrying of the Chayfetz in the Rishus Rabbi, let's say, here is a Rishus Ayochit. Here is a Rishus Ayochit. And I am Meitzi, I carry it from here, from here, so I make Akire, and then I cross the border. Here is the Rishus Rabbi. I cross the border. So, according to the Rivo, so the crossing of the border, the Chiluf Rishuyeh, is an integral part of Maisa Aveira. But once I cross the border, and I keep on walking in the Rishus Rabbi, until I make a stop, so that carrying in the Rishus Rabbi, after I cross the border, should not be considered as an integral part of the Maisa Aveira. That should be considered as a neutral act, because after all, he's allowed to carry in the Rishus Rabbim, as long as he doesn't carry the Ladamas. Or let's say, if someone is Machnis, so here the Rishus Rabbim, and he starts carrying it, and then he crosses the border, and then he keeps on walking for 5 miles in the Rishus Ayochit. It's a big Rishus Ayochit. And he finally, after 5 miles, he stops. So the 5 miles that he carried in the Rishus Ayochit should not be considered as an integral part of Maisa Aveira, because you're allowed to carry. So even though he started in Rishus Rabbim, so why should the carrying in the Rishus Ayochit for 5 miles constitute an integral part of Maisa Aveira? So Memele, so even according to Rivo, once you cross the border, what you carry after that, after crossing the border, until you make the final anoche, so that should be a neutral act. So this is what Tesis says. Mide dahava mavechifet b'shus Rabbim. Havelei l'minka tameitz. So after you cross the border, so you are engaged in a neutral act. You are engaged in a neutral act. And it doesn't constitute a break. So the Gemara could say, from that we could deduce that Meitzim Chonos Leplatia Derech Stop, it doesn't constitute a break in the Yitzhoyim. So Tehya says, Inach Nam, Havlui Min Kata Meitzi, Dai Rabi Li, Lichol Kamed Lui Monach Lei, Is Mifta, El Mishun Libos Arochen Nokat Mavir, Nokem Lahashte, Uvichol In Yonei Avor Ebershus Arabim Kom. Now, Hosom Kol Eichad Monach Lei Mokim Chiyu, ומייצי ומיישי איתו מביא, דלדם את ברשוס הרבים, דרך למיילום יהוד החייב. So why doesn't Gemore learn out that the fact that a person is engaged in a neutral act, in a neutral zone, in the midst of the Yitzhoye, doesn't constitute a break in the Yitzhoye? Because מייצי דלדם את ברשוס הרבים is חייב? מייצי דלדם את ברשוס הרבים is חייב? I mean, umeitzi umeishit. I mean, meitzi meshus ayochel meshus rabim. So umeishit umavir dal adames meshus rabim derech lemal meyudechayev. Now moishit, when Tesis mentions meishit, so Tesis could have referenced one of two things. Either Tesis
his Tesis could have reference to Meshit, Meshusayochit, Meshusayochit, Bidyuta Achas, Derech Meshusarabim, so Israel. Or Tesis could have reference to Meshit, Meshusayochit, Meshusarabim. Not Meshusayochit, Meshusayochit, Derech Meshusarabim. Now, it's more mistaber that Tesis, it doesn't make any difference, there is no Nafkimine. Tesis could mean either and it could mean both. But it seems that Tesis doesn't mean Meshit Meshusayochit, Meshusayochit. Because if they, first of all, if Teisves said reference to Meishit, Meshusayochit, Meshusayochit, Ereshus Rabim, so Teisves should have spelled out Yudachas. Teisves doesn't mention Yudas. And then, because he mentioned all the other things have reference to Meshusayochit in the Ereshus Rabim, not to Meshusayochit, Meshusayochit. So why should Meishit have reference to Meshusayochit, Meshusayochit, Derech Meshusarabim? So it's mistaber that not that it makes any nafkimine, that when Tesis says Meshit, he doesn't mean the Meshit of Meshusayochit, Meshusayochit, Derech Meshusarabim, Bidyutachas. But it means just Meshit, so it's Isoi, like the Meshit of the Oni and the Balabais. So he uses the term Meshit. In other words, as far as Meshit Meshusayochit Meshusayochit Derech Meshusarabim is concerned, so the Chiddush HaRashbo has that Kashi. And there he gives the Teretz that we could not deduce from Meshit Meshusayochit Meshusayochit Derech Meshusarabim that is Chayev, that the fact that the person is engaged in the interim, in the midst of the Itzoye, in a neutral act, in a neutral zone, that does not constitute a break. Because that's a special Gzeres HaKosu. A special aloche, Meshit Meshusayochit, Meshusayochit, Derech Meshusarabim, Bidyutachas. So, Mimele, the Derech Meshusarabim, even if it is Lemaila Miyut, if Lemaila Miyut is an integral part of the Maisavere, Lemaila Miyut is an integral part of the Maisavere, because that's the Itzoye of Meshit Meshusayochit, Meshusayochit, Derech Meshusarabim. So, what Shaiches does it have to Meitzim Chorus Lepratia Derech Zop? So, that's the Teretz that the Rashi gives, and it's a very good Teretz. Now, here, it's mistaber that Tesis doesn't have reference to Meshit Meshusayochit Meshusayochit Derech Meshusarabim Yudachas, but he has reference to Meshit. To Meshit Meshusayochit Meshusayochit Meshusarabim. So he says, Umeitzi Umeshit Umavid Adam Meshusarabim Derech Lemayla Miyud Dechayev. So in other words, so over there, so Bishleim Meshit Meshusayochit Meshusayochit Derech Meshusarabim Yudachas, so the Lemayla Miyud is an integral part of the Maisavele. Because that was the way it was done in the Mish. So it's not a neutral act, it's not a neutral zone. But Meshit Meshusayochit Meshusarabim Limayla Miyud is still Chayev. So there, the fact that the Chifetz is carried over in Mokim Ptur, that's a neutral act and that's a neutral zone, we could say. So Mimele, why can't we learn out from that the fact that the person in the midst of the Itzoye is engaged in neutral act, neutral zone, it doesn't constitute a break in the Itzoye. The Chayv Afal Gav Di Ave Monachle Limaylo Miyud Is Poter. Limaylo Miyud Is Poter. So Mimela, that means that Limaylo Miyud is considered so in the interim he is engaged in a neutral zone. Because suppose he'll make the anochi l'mayla miyud, so he'll certainly be potter. Now, this teisves can be understood in two ways. First, it could be understood in accordance with teisves shita neirav and daf lamed gimel. The teisves says that even mavet al adam is b'shus harabi l'mayla miyud is chayev. We learn it out from Asub Nikos. But so it only if at the end of the Dalet Ames he lowers the parcel and to the matamut, but otherwise he's potter. So Mimel, that's Teisa Shite Daf Lamed Gimel in Erev. So this is what Teisa means. Afal Gav Di Ave Manach Leili Milo Miyut is potter. In other words, he suppose he doesn't lower it and he just makes Anochas Gufei, so he's potter. Oh, but this Teisves does not have to be explained dafke in accordance with Teisves Shite in Erev and Daf Lamed Gimel. Let's say this Teisves could agree with the Rashbo Shite that where someone is Mavir Daled Ames and then he makes it stop. So on account of the aloha of anochas kufik anochas chivens dame, so mele it's considered as if he put his not only his feet and his goof, but even the parcel that he carries on his shoulder on that spot. So mele it's considered as anochel lematam yud on the karke. So when Teisva says avogav di avimanach lematam yud poter, it means suppose he'll carry a chivetz dale damis and shusagabim lematam yud. And then at the end of Lamala Meyud, he'll put it. He will not stop, but he'll put it, let's say, on his ease, on his shelf, that protrudes there. So he'll be potter. This is what Jesus means. Avogav di avamaruch Lamala Meyud is potter. So Memele, so why can't we deduce from that the fact that the person is engaged in a mokim p'tur, in the interim, in the midst of the itzoya, does not constitute a break? So he says, no, from there we cannot deduce. Mikol mokim tachto v'mokim shemahalach mokim chiv. Avol, stov hakarke name mokim tu. Now, Rabbi Kveja says, ayin likamon kuv beiz omed alef. Teis ves dibu amas chol veitzi. Now let's see. Now, there the Gemara dafkuv beiz, Dafko Beis on Dalev, the Gemara says that if a person, let's say, carries, let's say, something in his mouth that he eats. Let's say, suppose he'll carry a candy. He'll be eating a candy, while he walks in the Rishus Arabi. So then, and he'll eat it in the course of his walking. So behind, where is the anoch of the candy? The glee of the candy. That's the anoch. So v'tzir b'fi chayv. So Teisa says, kule bad ado de kosi, v'bliyotze have anoch. Afal pishem halich. So in other words, so what kind of anoch is? He's in a state of motion. Kidamrin on ksivoson zui anachoson. So in other words, but the candy goes down. So he swallows it. So m'mele, that's the anoch. The apple gab, the beef, so this is another kashi. But true. So it's considered to be anochi. But we are not dealing with a short person. So we are dealing with a person who has the average height. So mele his mouth is lemailo miyutvochi from the karkarish sarabi. So the anochi takes place. He swallows it in his mouth. So the anochi takes place in the mokim tu. V'yafo gav the people mailo miyut v'in rochev dalet. So two things. I mean, first of all, it's the mailo miyut, and then it's not the mokim choshuv. Yad is the mokim choshuv, but pei is not the mokim choshuv. So he says, botilhu agav rishu sarabi v'lidome li buchya b'yiriye d'yom abarish birkin mokim turkos d'yoso mokim kvuyes avetvei mashenke in the mouth of the person himself. It becomes bottled to Rishus Harabim. So even though the mouth happens to occupy space above the Tvochim from the Karaka Rishus Harabim, but he stands in the Rishus Harabim, he walks in the Rishus Harabim, so he becomes bottled to Rishus Harabim. The Omar, the Domoli Buchia Biri, the Domoli Spirit, the Mokim Ktur Kozl, the Osa Mokim Kvies Avetvei, the Domoli Traskl, but the person is analogous to a Traskl. The Omar Befiri Kameh, the Matim Yud, the Rishus Harabim. So how does Jesus explain it? Why isn't it in Mokim Ptur? Because the Kele becomes bottled to Rishus Harabim. So it's not in Mokim Ptur. It becomes bottled to Rishus Harabim. But over there, it raskly Kele becomes bottled to Rishus Harabim if it's a Matam Yud. But if the Kele, if the Traskel is a Mailam Yud, it doesn't become bottled to Rishus Harabim. So, but an Odom becomes bottled to Rishus Harabim even a Mailam Yud. We don't only trust them if they come out of the Yudav Rishus Rabin. We all have a mile of the Yudav bottle, Agav Rishus Rabin. So Teisves mentions the analogy of Traskel, but here it's much more than Traskel. But Bidaradim, just as by Traskel, we say that it is not a Mokim Tur, why it becomes bottle to Rishus Rabin, Mikil Kam Bottle Rishus Rabin. So here too it becomes bottle Rishus Rabin. Not here too, here it becomes even more bottle to Rishus Rabin. Because the Kele becomes bottle Rishus Rabin only if it's Teichyut. It's not Rishus Rabin. But the Nodom becomes bottle to Rishus Rabin, even if it's Lamailam Yud. Well, we have to understand that. Why? Monefshech. If an Nodom can become bottle, Rishus Rabin, even Lamaila Miyut, why shouldn't the Gehle become bottled to the Rishus Rabin, even Lamaila Miyut? What's the difference? Right, that's one thing. That's one Lashon thesis. We don't let Raskolim if they can't matter with Rishus Rabin, we all have to Lamaila Miyut bottle like Rishus Rabin. Then the second Lashon, in other words, thesis Kashi was, how is he Chayev when he walks with the candy? Daladam with Rishus Rabin. And he swallows the candy. So he's Chayev, so the Achille, that's the Anoche. But it's Lamaila Miyut, the Piv is Lamaila Miyut. So the first Lashon in Teisves is that the Anodom becomes bottled to the Rishus Rabin, even Lamaila Miyut. Then the second Lashon is the Eighth. So we have two Lashonim. Now it is remarkable. Teisa says the Kashi, why do we say that the Yitzir and the Piv is Chayev, but after all, the Hanoche is in the Mokim too? So Teisa gives two terutzi. One terutzi is because an Odom becomes potter to the Rishus Rabin, even if it's a Maila Miyut. And the second motion is, no, because just as Ligabe, the Avor of the Ledamis, after all, besides the Anoche, there is another essential ingredient in Mavad Aladamas Hashem. The Etzem carrying the Havore of the Daladamas over the stretch of Daladamas. So, and he carried it in a Mokim Tool, in Malam Yud. So why is it Chayev? The answer is, when a person carries, let's say, a Chayfetz in the Rishus Rabin, in Malam Yud, does it mean that he carries it only in Malam Yud? He carries it in Malam Yud too. Why? Because on the vertical level, so that the bottom and the top is one mokim. When you consider it on a horizontal plane, so then this point here on a horizontal plane and this point here on a horizontal plane represent two separate mekimes. But on a vertical plane, so the point here on a vertical plane and the point here, just above it on a vertical plane, are considered one mokim. How do we know that? So we have to say the pshat in the second Lashon in Teisves is, this is implicit. This is implicit in the Gzeiras HaKos of the Alfuse of Masav Nikos, that Mavad Aladam and Rishus Rabin, Lemaila Miyut, is Chayev, but the question is, but he cannot be Chayev for being Mavad Aladam and Mokim Ptur. He has to be Chayev for being Mavad Aladam and Rishus Rabin, but he carried it on his shoulder, let's say, and Lemaila Miyut and Mokim Ptur. The answer is, the Lemaila Miyut, and any point on the same vertical line or the same vertical plane, Lemata Miyut is one mocking. So that means he carried it Lemaila Miyut Daladamis, and he carried it Lemata Miyut Daladamis. So Mele Yischayev on the score of carrying it Lemata Miyut. That's the Pshat Nigzer Sakosuf. So Mele, the Pshat Nigzer Sakosuf is that it's considered Munah B'Rishus Rabin too. Just as it is considered carrying Limata Miyut. So when he makes a Hanoche, it's considered Hanoche Limata Miyut too. Hanoche Limata Miyut. In other words, we saw that there are three shittes. There is Teis Veshite in Erev Daf Lamed Gimel, that Mavad Aladamas B'Rishus Rabin is only Chayev if at the time when he stops, after the Adames, he lowers the Chayfetz. Otherwise, he's not Chayev, because the whole Gzeiras HaKosuf only tells us that in regard to the Havore of the Adames, so even though it was done, Lemaila Miyut is Chayev. But the Gzeiras HaKosuf doesn't say anything in regard to the Anoche. So the Anoche in Ochaname, Teisves, in Erev Daf Lamed Gimel says, he has to take place, Lemaila Miyut, he has to lower the Chayfetz after the Adames. And then there is the Shite of the Rabbeis of the Rashbo. That's the other extreme. And they say that even without him, I say Anoch HaZgufei. So, as long as a person is Noch, and is on the Karke, the Rishus Rabin, so Mimele, if the Balabais, the Oni is standing, and he has his hand stretched out, the Maila Miyut, and the Balabais will put it in his hand, so the Rabbis of the Rajma say that it's considered as if it was placed on the Karke, because since he is noch on the Karke, the goof is noch on the Karke, so it doesn't mean that only the feet are noch on the Karke. The feet, the goof, the hands are all noch, all standing on the Karke. So Mele, when he puts a chayfetz in his hand, it's considered as if he put it on the Karke. That's the sheet of the base of the Rashba. And then the Rashba sheet is in between. He says, if there is a Maisa Anoche, so then if the person makes a Maisa Anoche, so then we say that he made, not only did his feet stand on the Kalke, on the new place on which he assumed the position, but the goof and the chayfetz that is on the goof also assume the position on that spot in the Kalke. But if there is no Maisa Anoche, where the only is standing there for some time, and the Balabais puts it in his hand, then it's not considered as Anoch al Kavikaki. So in other words, so we Teisves here is discussing the same question. And both Lashenis and Teisves say that he doesn't have to lower the Chifetz, the Matamiyut. But the second Lashen could be explained, Veidi Mavil Mailam Yud Kilimato, Vichoshiv Muna Vishus Rabim, so that could be explained, not in accordance, not exactly in accordance with the Rashba's Shita, because according to the Rashba, so it's only because of a Maisa Anoche. But here there is no Maisa Anoche, because he kept on walking. He's chayev, according to Teisves, he's chayev, even if he doesn't stop in the Rishus Rabim. Not only if he stops. So without Anoches Gufei. But the Teisves in the second Lashon is applying a similar svara. And Teisves is saying that the same Gzeras HaKosov that tells us that Mavil Emailo Miyud is chayev, so vis-a-vis the essential ingredient of Havore over Daled Ames is concerned. So we say that the Havore Emailo Miyud is also Havore Emata Miyud. So we say that applies to Anoche too. Because when a person walks, so when a person walks, so he walks not only with Maila Miyut, but he walks with Mata Miyut too. His feet stand on the karke, even though he doesn't rest, he keeps on walking. So that means that he's Mata Miyut too. So when the person swallows the candy, so it doesn't mean that it was swallowed only with Maila Miyut. It was swallowed with Mata Miyut too. Even though the mouth is l'mailo miyut, because just as in regard to the avore, we say the mavel l'mailo miyut kilemato. So in regard to the anoche too. After all, he stands on the karke and he walks on the karke. So mainly the anoche is anoche l'mata miyutu. So it is similar to the Rashba, because the Rashba says that from the Gzeras HaKosuv of Masav Nikos, we know that Hanochas Gufei, that we apply that when one is Mavil and Mailo Miyud, Taladamas Bishus Arabim, so we apply the Aloha of Hanochas Gufei, Hanochas Chayfetz, and we explained it at that time. But without Gzeras HaKosuv, so we would say, in view of the fact that Mailo Miyud is Imokim too. So, and Lemata Miyud is Rishus Arabim, so that's like a person who stands in one Rishus and his hands is stretched out in other Rishus. So then we don't apply the Aloha of Anochas Gufei, Anochas Chayfetz. But the Gzeras HaKosuv of Masav Nikos tells us that when do we say that if it's in two Rishus, so then the Aloha of Anochas Gufei, Anochas Chayfetz doesn't apply if they are in different Mikemes. Let's say when a person stands in the Rishus HaRabim and he stretches out his hand in the Rishus HaYochid, so it's in two different mekemes. So the goof in the yad and the chifetz that is in the yad are in separate mekemes. Masha'inkein, when a person walks in the Rishus HaRabim, so the top and the bottom, even though they represent different rishuyes, the top l'mayla miyud is a mokim too, and the bottom is a Rishus HaRabim, but they are one mokim. On a vertical plane, it's considered one mokim. So mele we can apply the aloche of anochas gufik, anochas chayfetz. So this is the lomdes of the Rashba. So the second Lashon Teisves is similar to the lomdes of the Rashba. He says, "Rei di mavel emailo miyut kilemato v'choshiv muna b'shus rabim." In other words, this is the Gzeras HaKosuv of Masav Nikos, that the top lemailo miyut and the bottom lemata miyut is one mokim. If it's one mokim, so in regard to the avore, we say there was avore in the Mokim Tur, and there was an equal Avore in the Rishus HaRabim. And in regard to the Anoche, we also say there was Anoche in the Mokim Tur, and there is Anoche in the Rishus HaRabim. That's the second Lashon Teisves. So the second Lashon Teisves appears to be based upon the Alfuse from Masav Nikos. But the first Lashon Teisves doesn't make mention to the Alfuse of Masav Nikos. And he says, because an Odom becomes bottom. And he makes an analogy with Draskel. But there is one difference. Draskel is bottled to the Rishus Arabim. Only Draskel is bottled to the Rishus Arabim. Only if it's Lamata Miyut. But if it's Lamayla Miyut, the Draskel is not bottled to the Rishus Arabim. Mashenkin and Odom is bottled to the Rishus Arabim, even Lamayla Miyut. So that we have to understand, Manefshech. Since a Kele can also become bottled to the Rishus Arabim, and still in regard to a Kele, we don't say that it's bottled to the Rishus Arabim if the Kele is Lamayla Miyut. So why in regard to an Odom? We say that it's bottled to Rishus Arabim, even if it's Lamayla Miyut. Why is Odom more bottled to the Rishus Arabim than the Kele? There is a remarkable Rashi, Dav Zayin Omed Aleph. That's the first big line in the Rashi. The first big line beneath the column of the Gemara. So, in the Rashi, Dav Zayin Omed Aleph. So Rashi says, V'ilu mailu miyu tu, d'lishaute b'rabim, hava avire b'al memokim ptum, k'ditnan l'mailu miyu tvochim k'zirik b'avir potem. So when Rashi explains here, Dav Zayin Omed Aleph, that the halacha that lemaila miyud, the avir Rishus Arabim lemaila miyud has a din of mokim ptur, Rashi says, why the reshal teberan? The reshal teberan. So that means, why does Rashi have to say the reshal teberan? After all, there is a halacha, there is a special halacha that the avir Rishus Arabim has a din of Rishus Arabim only ad yud. But Lemaila Miyut not. So Lemaila it's a Mokim too. Why does Rashi have to say the reason as to why the Avir of the Rishus Arabi, the Avir of the Rishus Arabi is a Mokim too? He says because it's Avir, Be'alme, but he says the Rishal Teberab. So in other words, so it's Mashma from Rashi that actually, in view of the fact that on a vertical plane, so any point at the bottom with any point on top, no matter how high it is, so are considered to be part and parcel of one mocking. Part and parcel of one mocking. So Mimele, since the bottom is a Rishus Arabim, the top should also be a Rishus Arabim. Why not? It's one mocking. How can you separate one mocking? One part of the same mokim from another part of the same mokim. If that mokim is a Rishus Ayochit at the bottom, so on a vertical plane, the top should also be a Rishus Arabim. And that's really the pshat. That's really the pshat according to some Rishenim of Rishus Ayochit Eilad Rakiya, you see. Alright, so according to Rashi, it appears that the whole aloha of Rishus Ayochit Eilad Rakiya is based upon the aloha of Gudasik Nechitz. But Reb Chaim points out that according to the Rambam, it's not based upon the halacha of Gudasi Mechitzdei. But the Rishus Ayochit is Geidir Adorakia. Why? Because since the bottom is a Rishus Ayochit, so the top is one mokim with the bottom. So in many ways, it's also a Rishus Ayochit. It's also a Rishus Ayochit. Now, the question is, Rashi himself says that the reason as to why Rishus Ayochit is Eilad Adorakia is because Gudasik Mechitzdei. So we have to say, why does Rashi have to resort to the halacha of Gudasik Mechitzdei? Because Rishus Ayochit without Mechitzes cannot be a Rishus Ayochit. So even though the top of the Rishus Ayochit is the same mokim as the bottom of the Rishus Ayochit, but if he doesn't have Mechitzes, so too is the same mokim. So even the same mokim, but it's not mokim mechitzes, it cannot be a Rishus Ayochit. So that's the reason as to why Rashi has to resort to Gudasik Mechitzdei. But Rashi is also made that the on a vertical plane, a point at the bottom and the point in the top is considered one mokim. So Mimele, Rashi was bothered by a certain difficulty. Why is it that the Avir of the Rishus Arabim, the Milo Miyud, is a mokim too? After all, it's the same mokim as Lamata Miyut. So Mimele, it should become bottled to the Rishus Arabim because it's the same mokim. It's the same mokim. In the same way as we say, that Bein Amudim. So, according to one Lashon in the Gemara, so Bein Amudim has a din of a Rishus Arabim. These are Israel. According to one Lashon, not because it's according to one Lashon, not. So also because it's not so nichatash mishe. Because limazge limistagla behedia, so it's not really nichalitash mishe. It's moderately nichalitash mishe, but not sufficiently nichalitash mishe. But according to other Lashon, so it has it in the Rishis Rabbim. So Tesis points out, even though the Rishis Rabbim has to be kezayin hamor wide and bin amudim, so between one amud and the other amud, there is no kezayin hamor. So Tesis says, as long as it is, as in the rest of the Rishis Rabbim, there is kezayin hamor. So even that small area bin amudim that is not kezayin hamor is also Rishis Rabbim. Why? Because it becomes bottled the Rishis Rabbim. So in other words, it's one with the rest of the Rishis Rabbim. So Achaskamo v'chamo here, there it's on a horizontal plane, so it's not mamash the same monkey. But as long as it's one level of the Rishis Rabbim, so it becomes both of the Rishis Rabbim. Alachaskamo v'chamo, the top and the bottom, whereas Alpidin it's one monkey, so it should certainly become both of the Rishis Rabbim. This is the kasha that disturbed Rashi. So Rashi says, Inochanan, it should become bottle to Rishis Rabbim, because on a vertical plane, it is one mokim with any point in the with a point at the bottom. But it cannot have a din of Rishis Rabbim if it's loishalte b'rabim. That's a special halacha. If it's loishalte b'rabim, so it cannot have a din of Rishis Rabbim. We see that according to one mandomar, and there are certain rishonim upaskin like that. So even the karka Rishis Rabbim itself. Even the Karkar Rishis Rabbim itself, so let's suppose you have Tzeye, that is less than Gimel Tvochim. And if it's less than Gimel Tvochim, so it's Garis Michtadam, yes, so it's like the Karkar Rishis Rabbim. So he says, so according to one Mandoma, so it is not a Rishis Rabbim. Why? Because people don't step on it. People don't step on it. So his mevike, so people who wear shoes step on it. So it's Darse Berabim. Mashiach can say it, people don't step on it. So maybe it's like Darse Berabim. Even though it's the Kalker Rishis Rabbim itself. The Kalker Rishis Rabbim itself. So why? Because even the Kalker Rishis Rabbim itself, if it's Loi Mishtam Sheberabim, so maybe it cannot be considered as a Rishis Rabbim. That's the Aloch. So maybe that this is the reason as to why the Avia, Limayla Miyud, even though it's the same Mokim as Limata Miyud, it still doesn't become bottle to the Rishis Rabbim. Why? It's because Lishalte B'Rabim. Lishalte B'Rabim. But if the Yechatimtze had been the Chalte B'Rabim, so then the Avia Limayla Miyud would also have it in the Rishis Rabbim. Why? Because it's one Mokim with the Rishis Rabbim. So this is the Pshat and Teisves, here at Ankov Beis. Teisves says, so he says, V'af agav di piv l'mayla miyut, v'ni rochav dalet. So still he's bottle agav Rishis Rabbim. So he says, V'domo l'itrasku, v'domo v'shari kame edomate miyut, av Rishis Rabbim. So the question is, but v'hoche afil l'mayla miyut, v'ta Rishis Rabbim. So the question is, why? Monefshech, if there is an analogy between traskul and odom, so just as traskul is only bottle to Rishis Rabbim, l'mate miyut, let odom also be bottle. The answer is, traskul cannot become bottle to Lemaila Miyut to the Rishis Rabbim, because the Avir itself is a Mokim Tur. How can it become bottle to the Rishis Rabbim? If the Traskul is Lemaila Miyut, so, and that part of the Mokim, it's one Mokim, the Lemata and Lemaila is one Mokim, but that part of the Mokim itself is a Mokim Tur. So true, it becomes bottle to that Mokim, which it occupies, but that Mokim itself is not a Rishis Rabbim. So maybe it's not Shayach to say that it becomes bottle. Mashein ki ligabi odom. So the only reason is why the Lemaila Miyut is not bottle to the Rishis Rabbim is because it's Loishalte B'Rabbim, but vis-a-vis the odom who occupies space in the Lemaila Miyut, so it is Shalte B'Rabbim. So Mele it becomes bottle to the Rishis Rabbim. Because by Traskul also would become bottle to the Rishis Rabbim, even Lemaila Miyut. But it can only become bottled to the Rishus HaRabim if that part that it occupies is itself as a din of Rishus HaRabim. Masha'inken, if the Traskel occupies space, L'mayla Meyut, so that space, it's that part of the space of that Mokein, even though it's one Mokein with the Karka Rishus HaRabim, but it does not have a din of Rishus HaRabim. So how can the Traskel have a din of Rishus HaRabim? It becomes bottled to the Mokein which it occupies. But that Mokim itself does not have a din of Rishus HaRabim. But in regard to another, since the only reason as to why Lemayla Meyud, the Avya Lemayla Meyud, does not have a din of Rishus HaRabim, because it's not Shalte B'Rabim, but in regard to another who occupies that space, so it is Shalte B'Rabim. So B'Mele, even the Lemayla Meyud has a din of Rishus HaRabim. So that's the pshat. So Rabbi Kivei, referred us to that Teisve Dafkul Beis, because Teisve says, here, he says, that Avogad the Avimonach Le Lemayla Meyut Poter, Mikom Mokim, Tachto Vimokim Shemahalich Mikim Chivu. So in other words, so it's not that Rabbi Kveiger, felt that this Teisve, he says here, the Teisve Dafkul Beis. If we are going to explain the Teisve, that when Teisve says, Afogavdi Abimonachwil Mailam Yut Potter, the Teisve means, the same shite he has in Erev Ndafwamed Gimel. Alright, so then, Teisve would be Seisir, his shite Dafkul Beis. Because Teisve in Dafkul Beis is really does not agree with Teisve shite in Erev Ndafwamed Gimel. But the Pshat in Teisve could mean, Afogavdi Manachwil Mailam Yut is Potter. So he doesn't mean that if he makes his stop, he's potter. He means, I forgot the manachu, the mailam yud potter, I suppose he'll make the anoche, the chifet, he'll put on his ease that he's protruding the mailam yud. So then it is potter. So memela, that means that there is a period when the person is engaged in a neutral act, in a neutral zone. So let us learn out that meitzim mechonis leplati derach stov is chayev. So Teisve says, Mikol Mokim Tachto B'Mokim Shemhalich Mikim Chivu. So Memele, and there it's one Mokim. So he's engaged all the time in the Mokim Chivu. And this is in line with what Teisve says, Tafkul Teis. Mine Dehava Atzidir Rishus HaRabim. V'im Teima, Ma Poshet Mon Yesi Aderach Tzidir Rishus HaRabim Miderach Stov. V'yesh Leima, Dider Abayi Sheyesh Lufon of Zdorim. V'chein Hoya Mistome B'Mishi. V'chein Hoya Mistome B'Mishi. Heichad Yikya Chifufi. So what does the Gemara say? Rav Acha ben Yaakov says that when does Rav Elazar ben Yaakov say that Tzidir Rishus HaRabim Kishus HaRabim Heichad Lekya Chifufe? Aval Heichad Ikya Chifufe? So Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is made that Tzidir Rishus HaRabim does not have a din of Rishus HaRabim. Rashi explains Heichad Ikya Chifufe Neyatzim Yesedes Ftanim Lifnei HaKeisel Sheyochifu Shomagolis Ukrenis Veyochifu Bekeisel Yapilu. That's Rashi's pshat. So according to Rashi, why does the Rabbah Breit Ravike say that even Rabbi Zeman Yaakov will be made that Tzidir Rishus that Eichad Ikya Chifufe, so Tzidir Rishus Rabbim does not have a din of Rishus Rabbim? Because it's not Nichat Hashmishi. Because you see the machlekes between Rabbi Zeman Yaakov and Rabbonon in regard to Chotzer Shenifrotzer is either according to one Loshon in the Gemara in Erev Naftali Daled is that the machlekes is a chishmish b'deke machlekes because the machlekes between Rabbi Zeman Yaakov and Rabbanon has reference to Mikim Amchitzes and because of the halacha of that if Ovad Lohem Derech the Rabbim Shebiru if Ovad Lohem Derech and then Biru is a Mokein so then they acquire a vested right. So that means that the Rabbim have invested right in it. So maybe it's a Rishus HaRabim. And the Rabbim go there. Mashein ken the Rabbonon de Achilik. And that Halocha, that Rabbim Shebiru Lem Derech. So they acquire invested right. So maybe that means that it's a private domain. And even though people walk there, so they are mere trespassers. So maybe it's not a Rishus HaRabim. That's according to one Loshon in Erev. According to the other Loshon in Erev, so the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that even if it's not Ovad Lohem Derech, so the Mikim Amchitzes, and they are trespassers, so the Mikim Amchitzes, on account of the fact that the rabbi walked there, so Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says it becomes a rishus rabbi. In other words, the rabbanon say no. So the machleik is between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the rabbanon, according to the second lashon of Rabbi Meir, if a certain place is in mokim hiluch l'rabbi, but they have no legal right to walk there except with the mishus of the person who owns it. In other words, private grounds that is both, and it's in mokim hiluch l'rabbi. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it has a din of rishus rabbim, and according to the rabbanon, it does not have a din of rishus rabbim. Let's say like Rockefeller Plaza. So it's private grounds, it belongs to Columbia University, but Columbia University allows all the rabbim to walk there. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, according to the second lashon, so it has a din of rishus rabbim. According to the rabbanon, it does not have a din of rishus rabbim. So the Gemara, Rabbi Breid Rabbike says that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov only says see the rishus rabbim as in the rishus rabbim echad lekech refufe, but echad ikech refufe, and according to Rashi it means you see the stanis or stones, so if they walk there, so it's not the rishus rabbim, even though the rabbim walk there. Why? Because it's not nichalei tashmishin. It's not nichalei tashmishin. Alright, so this is as a kashe echad ikech refufe vitem b'feri kol gabi isborich v'liv flike b'tzid rishus rabbim d'alme peirush v'amai plike b'chotza shenifritzo u'mishane iya v'plike b'alme hava amine ki plike rabbonen alei hane mila yichad ikech refufe avala yichad ikech refufe meide kom mashmeron mashma d'Rabbi Elazar na mepolik b'di ikech refufe. So it's mashma that Rabbi Elazar holds that even if ikech refufe, even if he gets a fufe, so he still has a din of rishus rabbi. Why? So then we have to say, so we have to say that according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says two things. First of all, that even if a certain place happens to be private grounds, like chotza shenifritzo mekeim amchitzis, and even though it does not have, even though the rabbim do not have a vested right in it, it's private grounds, but if the rabbim use it, so it has a din of rishus rabbim. Number two, another chiddush by Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that even though it's not the most convenient way to walk on the chifufe, on the stones, it's not very comfortable to walk there on the chifufe, but as long as people walk there, it is a rishus rabbim. So this is kashi is. So the discussion is, so we see that Rabbi Elazar are not like Rabbi Acha b'Rit Rabbi Ki. V'yesh leima adochi koma. Komash melon deheicha delek yachefufe davket liye. Aval heicha dik yachefufe meid Rabbi Elazar. So according to this, the Loshen in Teis Ves, the Gemara is only saying that I could have a salgedaitoch. That Rabbi Elazar says that it has a din of rishus rabbim even if it ikechefufe. And when it's not comfortable to walk there, as long as people walk there. But Alibid Emes, if it's not very comfortable to walk there, even though the people, when there is a big crowd, rush out, so do walk there, so then it does not really know. That's the first question. Then Teisa says, Iname, Hayisuke, Giraf Pope de Hoche, Deloy Michalik. Deloy Michalik. So that means, according to the second version, so the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Elazar holds that bein ikechifufe bein lekechifufe it has a din rishus rabbim, and the Rabbanon hold bein ikechifufe bein lekechifufe, so it does not have a din of rishus rabbim. Now we have to understand, according to the second Teretz Loshen Teisves, Hayisuki Kraf Pope, the Ochet, Loy Mechalik. So the Gemara in Erev is saying that Rabbi Elazar holds that even in the case of Ikech Refufe, that Tzid Rishus Rabbim have a din of Rishus Rabbim, and the Rabbonon say, even in the case of Lekech Refufe, so he does not have a din of Rishus Rabbim. So, in the case where Lekech Refufe, so what is the Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbonon? So the Machlekes is according to the second version in the Gemara Neirav, as to whether private grounds, if you have a certain grounds that have all the characteristics of Rishus Rabbim, Shishim Ribay, everything, but they are private grounds. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, even though they are private grounds, and one has no right to walk there except with the rishus of the owner, so it still has a din of Rishus Rabbim, and And the Rabbanon hold, no. If it's private grounds, so it's not a Rishis HaRabim. That's the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbanon in regard to Rekachinu. But Teisve says in this Lashon that according to that Gemara in Erev, so Rabbi Elazar is chilek even b'Ikachifuf. So what's the pshat? So Rabbi Elazar definitely holds that even though it's Ikachifufe, and that means it's not most careful, it's not very comfortable to walk there. But since people do walk there, whenever there is a big crowd, so whether they walk comfortably or they don't walk comfortably, so it's still considered a Rishis HaRabim and the Rabbanon. And what the Rabbanon say? And the Rabbanon say it's not considered a Rishis HaRabim. But maybe the reason as to why the Rabbanon say it's not considered a Rishis HaRabim is because even in a case where Lekach Revuve, so then it's very comfortable. So it's not a Rishis HaRabim because it's private grounds. So certainly when Lekach Revuve, it couldn't become a Rishis HaRabim. But as far as the fact that they don't walk comfortably upon stones that are placed near the buildings is concerned, so even Rabbanon could agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that does not detract from the nature of Rishis HaRabim just because they're not very comfortable. So what if they are not very comfortable? Well, they still walk there. The Rabbim still walk there when there is a big crowd in the main street. So in the main grounds there is a big crowd. So then they walk there. So mainly it has a din of Rishis HaRabim. Or according to that Lashon in Teisves, the Gemara in Erev is saying that there is a double machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbanon. One machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbanon is in regard to Lekach Revuve. Lekach Revuve. So there the machlekes is whether private grounds can have a din of Rishis HaRabim or not. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that even though it's private grounds and no one is allowed to walk except with the rishus of the owner, it still has a din of Rishis HaRabim. And Rabbanon hold no. If the Rishis HaRabim don't have any vested right to walk there, if the Rabbim don't have a vested right to walk there and they have to resort to a license from the owner, so then it's not a Rishis HaRabim, even though they have such a license. That's one machlekes. And the other machlekes is in regard to Ikach Revuve. But it's more mistaber, so then there is a double machlekes. But it's more mistaber to say that according to that second Lashon in Teisves, that Rabbi Elazar is chilek and Rabbanon, even in the case of Ikach Revuve, that there is no double machlekes. Because how do we know that there is a double machlekes? After all, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov certainly holds that if Rabbim walk on the tzideh, Rishus HaRabim, even though they're not very comfortable, they have to walk on stones that are placed near the buildings. So the fact that they walk there, even though it's not so nichalei tashmishei, they don't walk comfortably there, but they walk there anyway. So memele it has a din of a Rishus HaRabim. Mehichatei said the Rabbanon achilik and the woman des of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Of course the Rabbanon achilik, but the Rabbanon achilik even in the case or like the buffet. So it's for a different reason. Because it's private grounds. But suppose it wouldn't be private grounds. Suppose these stones wouldn't be private grounds. The Tzidei Rishis HaRabim wouldn't be private grounds. So even the Rabbanon would agree. It's more mistaba that way because Mehicha Teiseh that there is a double machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbanon. So it's more mistaba that according to the second Lashon in Teisves, so even if it's not Nichet Hashmishe, but as long as it's used by the Rabbi, so Mimele, it's considered Rishis HaRabim, even though it's not Nichet Hashmishe. Now, we could say that, but this is only when Teisve says here, so Teisve says that Ahisuk Yekirav Pope Dehochet Lo Mechalik. So that means that actually there is a machlekes between Rav Pope and Rav Acha Breid Ravik. On that point, in other words, according to Rav Pope, so Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds Sidei Rishus HaRabim is Kirishus HaRabim, Kirishus HaRabim, even Ifikach Revuve, Ifikach Revuve. So that means according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, certainly, the fact that they walk there uncomfortably doesn't detract from the nature of Rishis Rabbi. So the Rabbo, and there is no raya that the Rabbonon Achelik and Rabbi Zeba Yaakov in regard to that point. The Rabbonon Achelik and Rabbi Zeba Yaakov, because even in the case of Leker and Fufet the Achelik, because it's private grounds. Meir HaTeise, that the Achelik on that point of Rabbi Zeba Yaakov. So we have to say that according to Rav Pope, if Rabbi walk on Tzidah Rishis Rabbi, even though they don't walk comfortably on Tzidah Rishis Rabbi, so even though they don't walk comfortably on Tzidah Rishis Rabbi, it's still considered as a Rishis Rabbi. And the Rabbonon, we have no raya that the Rabbonon Achelik on that Tzvore of Rabbi Yaakov. The Rabbonon Achelik for a different reason, because it's private grounds. But suppose the Tzidah Rishis Rabbi wouldn't be private grounds, so then the Rabbonon could also agree with Rabbi Yaakov. Let's say, suppose he was mafkia the Tzidah Rishis Rabbi. To the rabbi. So then even so according to Rav Pope, even the Rabbanon would agree that he has a din of Rishis Rabbi. Mashein came Reb Leza ben Yaakov, Mashein came Rav Acha b'Rei Raviki. He says that even Reb Leza ben Yaakov, who says Sidur Rishis Rabbi, Miske Rishis Rabbi, so it's only a lekach hefufe. So Reb Leza ben Yaakov only holds that the fact that it's private grounds, that does not negate the character of the Rishis Rabbi. But if it's Ikech Ifufe and it's uncomfortable to walk there, even though the Rabbim do walk there, that negates the character of Rishis Rabbi. So even Rabbi Zeba Yaakov and certainly the Rabbanon. So in other words, so it seems from this day's verse, whatever the Pshat in the Gemara in Erevim is, it's not important. But from this taste, it appears that there is a machlekes between Rav Pope and Rav Acha b'Rei Raviki. Let's suppose you have a Tzidah Rishis Rabbi that belongs to the Rabbi, not that is private, that it belongs to a private owner. That belongs to the Rabbi. But a Tzidah Rishis Rabbi, where people, whenever there is a big crowd in the Rishis Rabbi in Rosh Hashanah, so then many people start walking on the stones, on the narrow stones that are placed near the buildings. And of course, they walk there not very comfortably. So, according to Rav Pope, it still has a din of Rishis Rabbi. According to Rav Acha b'Rei Ravike, it does not have a din of Rishis Rabbi. Now, lifluk, that could be the machlekes between the two Rishenes Dav Zayin. It could be. Now, here we have, the Gemara says, Ki osa rabdim om rabi echanem ben amudim nidin ki kamles. My time afo gav di darse b'rabim, So what does it mean? Even though it's Darse Barabi, but since when the Rabbim do walk there ben Amudim, they cannot walk in a straight path, because they have to walk zigzag ben Amudim. So Memele, he doesn't have a Din HaRishis Rabbi. Omer Rav Zeir, Omer Rav Yudi, Yistabesh Lefnei Amudim, Yidin Kikamles. Limand Omer Ben Amudim, Kolchkin Yistabesh. Limand Omer Yistabesh, Hu Dele Nichet Hashmishe. Avo Ben Amudim, De Nichet Hashmishe, Roy. So that is a Rishis Rabbi. Lishna Achine, Avo Ben Amudim, De Zimni Nidarse Le Rabbim, Kershus Rabbim Dam Ye. So, I mean, the Rishenim don't say, I mean, what is the Machlekes, what's the difference between the first Loshen and the Lishna Achine, but it could be that the machlekes between the first lashon and the second lashon is on this question. The first lashon says Avo bin Amudim dinichet hashmishe iloy. So mainly it is a Rishis Rabbi. It is a Rishis Rabbi, even though it's loy mistagel behedye. So it's not so nichalit hashmishe, but it is. Sufficiently nichalit hashmishi, because it is sufficiently nichalit hashmishi. Avol bein amudim nichalit hashmishi. It's sufficiently nichalit hashmishi. So mimele, it is a Rishis Rabbi. Why? Because it's nichalit hashmishi. It is sufficiently. It has a madikum of nichalit hashmishi. Lishnachine avol bein amudim dizim nidars l'rabbi kishus rabbi dami. So it could be that according to the second lashon. So the reason as to why it's a Rishis Rabbi is because he's Darsel Rabbi. And even if it hadn't been Nichalit HaShmishi at all, over there it is Nichalit HaShmishi. But according to the second version, it's not necessary. It's not essential that it should be Nichalit HaShmishi, even if it wouldn't be Nichalit HaShmishi. The fact that it's Darsel Rabbi, so that's enough to make it into Rishis Rabbi. So in other words, so we have a machlekes between the two Rishenes. We have a machlekes between the two Rishenes as to whether if it's Darse be Rabbi, but it's they do not walk there comfortably, but they do it anyway. because of the big cloud. So Mele, so according to the first lotion, it's not a Rishus Rabim, and the only reason is why Bin Amudim is a Rishus Rabim, because there is a Madikum of Nichol Tashmishay. But if there won't be, if there hadn't been a Madikum of Nichol Tashmishay, it wouldn't be a Rishus Rabim, in spite of the fact that it's Darsel Rabim. And according to the second lotion, even without the Madikum of Nichol Tashmishay, as long as it's Darsel Rabim, so it is a din of Rishus Rabim. So in other words, so then, according to Teisves, it might be that that's the same machlokes as between Rav Poppe and Rav Acha Breid Rabbi. So between Rav Poppe and Rav Acha Breid Rabbi. Now, the Rach says here, Chifufe. So he says, Rashi says Chifufe, it means when you put stones near the buildings. When you put stones near the buildings. The, he says, Pirish Avonim Yetzis Mnakia, Kizizim, Kidei Shal Yochifu V'yachachichu Abemis. ובני אדם העברים ובואים בקיר ויעשו דאפילו לרבר איזה הדאום הרצילי רשוס הרבים כרשוס הרבים אין היחד איקה חפופה דברי הקל לאו כרשוס הרבים אין so it's a different chart where is according to Rashi so the חפופה are stones that are placed on the ground near the buildings so according to the Rach it's not stones that are placed on the ground on the car car the רשוס הרבים near the buildings but they are protrusions that come out from the Ksolim But the net result is the same. In other words, according to Rashi, it's stones placed on the ground. So that makes it a little uncomfortable to walk there. But people walk there anyway because there is rush hour. So, and according to the Rach, people walk there because they have to bend their heads. Otherwise, they'll always bump against the zizik. So again, there is an element of discomfort. So there is really no nafkemine between Rashi's pshat and Rach's pshat. Now, let's see how the Chidushi Aram explains it. The Chidushi Rishus Arabi, Pir Sherashe, Kigin Kesel Choser Asher Nifritzo Rishus Arabi. She Nifritzo Rishus Arabi, the Havim came Amchitze Tid Rishus Arabi, Mumot Ptur, Vameniach Shem Potter.
So the same kasha was raised by Teisves. So Teisves in the Teres v'yesh leima there are bayis sheyesh lefon of zdoni. V'chein hoyo mistome b'mishi. So that's the derech. I mean, we certainly have tzidrish sarabim, but the tzidrish sarabim of ours has nothing to do. There is no connection between the tzidrish sarabim of ours and the tzidrish sarabim of the Gemara, because Bisman Chazal. So there was no special sidewalk where the people walked, and then there was a gutter, the way we have it today, where the cars walk. I mean, so the behemoths, the agores, and people, they all walked on the same ground. But there were stones, that's the sidewalk, that were placed near the buildings, and people usually didn't walk there. But whenever there was rush hour on the main grounds of the Rishus HaRabim, so many people preferred to walk on those stones. And those stones. So the Ram has the same kasha stasis. He says, Vikashali Munolan the Deva Bar Shom Chayim, the Oroz al Piresh, the Achlesho Yabot Vochim Somuchlik Solim, Shinderab Nodom is Hacher Pikesel, Koru Tzidarish Sarabi, Uvichai Gabne Lisagi Blavochim, the Ruz al Piresh, Ebe the Shamas Lila Rablazea, the Tzidarish Sarabi, Mazidinovish Sarabi, Echadrekah Fufi, Kigin Shinof Lak Solim, Shinderab Nodom, Lelich Shom, Admikim Akesa. Kim Shane Shom Kesa, the Utsak with Forest Game, Mishum the Hotel of the Yakov, Akis Hosa Shinifritz of Koyo, Sabayram, Uchmishikos of Arabsal, Abulay Hadi Kahifuf, Kigin the Snilek Solim, Have a Mokim Ptu. So according to the law, Chifuf does not mean stones. It neither means stones that are placed on the ground nor protrusions that come out from the Kesa, but Heichad like a chifufa means when the Kesel was nifritza. In other words, fell down. So then it's there of the Odom Leilech Shom, Admikim HaKesel. So then there are many people who walk there. But, and then he says, Abo Heichad, the Ike chifufa, again, the Ismail Iksolim, have a mokim ptu. In other words, so he says, the Achleisho Yabot Vochim, Somuch Liksolim, שינדרב ניודם נסחחר בקיסל, קורו צידי רשוס הרבי, קורו צידי רשוס הרבי, ובחי גבנה ליסגי בלעבוכם, ליסגי בלעבוכם. So, according to the law, it's pshat,
We do not have to say that the machlokes between Rav Poppe and Rav Achebred Ravike is on the question as to whether when people walk on Tzidr Rishus Rabbi, that is not private grounds, but they don't walk comfortably there. Because they have to walk on stones, or they have to bend their heads because of not to bump against the protrusions. So according to Teisves, that's the machlekes between Rav Poppe and Rav Achebred Ravike, as to whether that is a din of Rishus Rabim or it does not have a Rishus. According to Rav Poppe, it has a din of Rishus Rabim. According to Rav Achebred Ravike, it does not have a din of Rishus Rabim. According to the whole, we could say that if it's not Nichalit Hashmishei, then according to both, according to Rav Poppe and Rav Achebred Ravike, so it does not have a din of Rishus Rabim. Even though it's a Hiluch Rabim. But after all, it's a Hiluch Rabim, but they don't walk comfortably there. They don't walk comfortably there. So it's not Nichalit Hashmishei, so it's not a Rishus Rabim. So, and what is the machlokes between Rav Poppe and Rav Achebred Ravike? Rav Poppe says that that according to Rav Leza ben Yaakov, so even if Ikech Epufe, so it's a Rishus Rabim. So, and according to Rav Achebred Ravike, if Ikech Epufe, it's not a Rishus Rabim. Even according to Rav Leza ben Yaakov. So the Rosh says, what Ikech Epufe, because at Shlei Shoyabot Vochim, Somuch Liksolim, שאין דרך בני אודום להסחר